Let's begin. Today's daf is Yud Aleph. Interesting daf ahead of us. Says the Mishnah, Maz gulo asakos. Maz gulo asakos. So they poured the Nazir a cup of wine. Excuse me, they didn't pour Nazir. They poured a guy a cup of wine. Va'amar harini Nazir mimeno. And the guy says, I am a Nazir from this cup of wine. Hare ze Nazir. So such a person is a Nazir. So again, remember, in this case over here, they're pouring him a cup of wine. He said, I am a Nazir. And therefore, again, he's a Nazir. Ma'asa bi'isha achash haisa shikura. So there was once a situation with a woman who was drunk. Umaz gula sakos. And they poured her a cup of wine. Va'amar, and she said, Hareini Nazira mimeno. And she said, I am a Nazira from this cup of wine. So what's the halacha? Amru chachamim lo niskavno zu el lomar harei hu alai karban. So to which the Mishnah said, the chacham said, she didn't really mean to say that she was a Nazira, but rather again what she meant to say was, I don't want this cup of wine. In other words, this cup of wine will be to me like a karban. She was prohibiting herself from drinking anymore because she was already drunk. So we'll say, you can already see that the Mishnah poses an inherent contradiction. Because in the Reisha of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says that if they pour someone a cup of wine and a guy says, I'm a Nazir from this cup of wine. So that is the official acceptance of a Neder Nazirus. On the other hand, the Mishnah quotes a story in which, again, they're pouring a woman a cup of wine, and she was drunk, and she said, I am a Nazira from this cup of wine. And the Chacham said she's not Nazira because she doesn't really have in mind to accept the Nadir Nazirus. Rather, again, she's just trying to say that this cup of wine should be usher to her like a carbon. So asks the Gemara, Maisa Listar, I don't understand. Are you bringing down the story to contradict the previous ruling? After all, Amrit Reisha, you said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Hare Ze Nazir. Remember again in the first case of the Mishnah, you said that if they're pouring Reuven a cup of wine. Exactly. If they're pouring Reuven a cup of wine, and what happens? If they're pouring Reuven a cup of wine, and he says, I am a Nazir, then Lamais again, that is the acceptance of an edit. Well, so there are seats, two seats over here. Michael. Sure. Okay, so remember in the Reisha, in the first case of the Mishnah, so it says that if I'm pouring a person a cup of wine and he says, I'm a Nazir, that is the acceptance of a Neder Nazirus. Vahadr Tani, Ma'aseh Be'isha Achos, Alma Bahai Huda Aser, Hayena Achrina Shari. But I both say in the second case of the Mishnah, where what happens? She's drunk, they're pouring her another cup of wine, and what occurs? And she says, I am a Nazira from this cup of wine, then we said that does not constitute a Neder Nazirus. Rather, she's just ushering upon herself this particular cup. So both I see here the inherent contradiction. So which one is it? Chisure mechsura v'hachi katoni. What the Mishnah means to say is the following. Mazgulo esakos v'amar hareini nazir mimenu. Bless you. If they pour a person a cup of wine, and he says, I am a Nazir from this cup of wine. So Hareze Nazir. So we'll say this is a valid declaration of Nazirus. So if you go ahead and you say, somebody pours you a cup of wine and you say, I am a Nazir, that is a valid declaration of Nazirus. However, with one exception, Vim Shikarhu, Va'amar Harini Nazir Mimenu, Eino Nazir. But we'll say if the person is drunk and they're pouring him a cup of wine and he says, I am a Nazir, I am a Nazir from this cup of wine, then that does not constitute a valid Neder Nazirus. My taima, what's the reason for that? Kimando Amar Hare Alai Karban. Because they both say, if you're drunk and somebody's trying to pour you another cup of wine and you say, it's okay, I'm a Nazir from this, that's another way of saying, this cup of wine is usur to me. You're not actually accepting upon yourself an Eden Azirus. Rather, you're just trying to prohibit yourself from drinking any more wine. I don't understand. So if you're saying to me that when a person is drunk and they bring you another cup of wine and the guy says, oh, I'd love to, I'm sorry, but I can't, I am a Nazir from this, that what he's really saying is, I'm not really becoming a Nazir, I just can't drink anymore, right? This cup should be usher to me like a carbon. So why doesn't he just say that? Right? Meaning, why does he have to go ahead and say, if he's not really accepting a neder and a zeros, so why say I'm a nazir? Why not just say to me, again, if you want to make like a declarative statement that you're not drinking anymore, so just say, this cup to me should be like a karban. Which Abba say essentially is prohibiting the cup of wine to himself. So that's enough to go ahead and accomplish the mission of not drinking anymore without having to go ahead and make an neder and a zeros. To which the Gemara says, v'chi teima lemachi, savar, maisinan liachrina, because what is the guy afraid of? Is actually very interesting. The guy's afraid like this, that when I tell my friends that this cup of wine should be like a karban to me, they're going to say, Silber just wants something better. That's what he's holding out for over here, right? He doesn't want to drink the Chateau the 2009. He wants the 2006, thank you, right? So therefore, as a result of that, my concern still exists that Lemaisa, my peer group, may still pressure me to go ahead and drink a little bit more. Therefore, the only way to do that is how? Therefore, again, Emaluhu Hamilsa, the psikaluhu, right? And therefore, again, I say something that kind of is a conversation ender. What's the conversation ender? Hareini Nazir Mimenu. Right? Once I go ahead and I say I'm a Nazir, which might be a little bit awkward in the middle of this party, right? But once I go ahead and I say I'm a Nazir, pretty much what that does is it doesn't just impact this cup, but it impacts all of the cups. But at the same time, it doesn't really affect the Nedin as zeros. Rather, what does it do? It's an expression of a person's intent that he's no longer going to drink anymore. And therefore, again, the Mishnah story of the woman now makes perfect sense in the context of the Mishnah as well. Because it will say, see, here's what the Mishnah teaches us. So the Maisa, number one, if they're just pouring me a cup of wine, and I say, Harini Nazir Mimeno, I'm a Nazir from this cup of wine, even though, again, I will say, see, the novelty here is that my declaration is directed at a cup, as opposed to a normative Nazir declaration, which is a general declaration of I'm a Nazir. Here I'm saying I'm a Nazir from this. What does that mean? The way the Halach interprets it is you're accepting upon yourself a Nedir Nazirus. If, however, you are drunk, or a person is, when I say drunk, it doesn't have to mean drunk, I mean, a person is drinking a lot, and a person doesn't want to drink anymore, so they go ahead and they make the statement, Hareini Nazir Mimenu, so we understand contextually that a person is not really accepting upon themselves a Nedir Nazirus, rather, they're just trying to make a declarative statement to their peer group around them that they are no longer going to drink anymore. Interestingly enough, the Rambam Paskins over here, so this is in Hilchos Naziros Halacha Yud Aleph. So the Rambam writes the following, Mazgulo kos shel yayin, v'nostin lo lishtos, v'ama harini nazir mimenu. They pour a person a cup of wine, and they gave him to drink from it, and he said, I am a nazir from this cup of wine. So harei ze nazir gamar. So again, that is a valid nedir nazirus. V'imhay, listen to this. The Rambam adds in a different case. V'imhaya mar nefesh, o koes o misabel. This is amazing. If a person was depressed, a person was upset, or a person misadal was mourning over something. It doesn't have to be mourning over loss, it could just be mourning over something. And their friends are trying to get him to drink. And I'll say, now we're going to discuss this, and this was amazing. You know, the Medrash says that you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created grapes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created grapes to create wine, to be able to give an avel, a kos shel tanchumen, to be able to give a mourner a cup of consolation. Remember we learned in Moed Katan that when the avel would come back from the cemetery, they would give them a huge cup of wine. And the point of it was to be able to take a little bit of the edge off their circumstances. So the Rambam says, I know my friend's having a difficult time. I want to share with him a glass of wine just to be able to take the edge off a little bit. V'amar hareini nazir mimenu. And my friend says, I'm a nazir from this cup of wine. So the halach is, harei ze aser ba'osakos bilvad. He's only aser in that particular cup of wine. Ve'ino nazir. And he's not a nazir. Why? Shelo niskavein ze el shelo yishtekosh ze. Because he's only saying, I don't want to drink right now. Now, look how the Rambam segues into the next case, Yud Beis. V'chein shikr, shenasnu lo kos kedei l'ravoso. So too, if somebody's drunk, he's already drunk, and they want to give him, he's fun when he's drunk, right? So they want to give him a little bit more to drink. So what happens? V'amar harini nazir mimenu. And he says, no, I'm a nazir from this cup of wine. Harei ze aser ba'osakos bilvad, ve'eno chayev benezirus, shlonis kavin ze el shlo yishakru osu yosemidai. So we'll say, see what's coming out from the Rambam? The Rambam understands like this. If circumstances are normal and somebody gives me a cup of wine and I say Harini Nazir, That's a nazir nazirus. But if circumstantially it's cut, there's other stuff going on. Either I'm drunk and I already drank too much, or again, I'm in a bad place and my friends are trying to get me to drink to take the edge off a little bit. And in those cases where contextually there's other stuff going on, I say hareini nazir mimenu, I don't want the cup of wine, then lemais again, that is not a nedir nazirus, but it's understood from the context that I'm only trying to avoid drinking the cup of wine. Now he adds in something very interesting over here, and then we're going to have to go on, even though we could spend the whole morning on this. He says, v'im higia l'shechruso shalot. So there's another piece. If you get lot drunk, so what does it mean to get lot drunk? So to get lot drunk means that you're so drunk that you don't know if there's seen right and wrong. Obviously, again, referring to the biblical episode where Lot got so drunk that he had relations with his daughters. So if you get so low drunk, ein dvar of klum, then your statements in general are meaningless. Ve'inu chayev akol aveir shiyase, shemishigiyash lich shechruso shalot eino ben chiyus. Ram just throws this in, like bonus, my Maimonidean bonus material. So, you know, here he's talking about the idea that if a person gets low drunk, then at the end of the day, again, they're not responsible for anything. If you get low drunk, we assume a person has diminished capacity. So because of that, again, he says hareini nazir, saying hareini nazir is going to be the least of his problems. And that is not going to be a valid declaration. Similarly, again, if we were to violate things in that state of drunkenness, he also would not be chai. All right, says the Mishnah. Harini nozja minas she'ei shosiyayin. So we'll say, so now, you see the Rambam's psak halacha in all of those cases. Now we're going to go by it a little bit. Harini nozir aminas she'ei shosiyayin umetam el-mesim. We'll say another interesting case. A person says, I'm going to become a nozir on the condition that I could drink wine and come in contact with the dead. So this is like a mamash, like a cake and eat it too guy, right? I want, you know, I don't know what you get out of the Naziris. I don't know, maybe, you know, you get high holiday seats at a lower price if you're a Nazir, whatever it is. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to be a Nazir on the condition that I'm going to drink wine and become Tami Lemesim. Hare ze Nazir. So it worked, you're a Nazir, but Asr Bekulon. But you are usher in all of these things. So I will say, so the declaration works, t'nai falls off. Yodea anishiesh nazirus. Aval ini yodea shanazir asabiyai. So we'll say, let's say a person made a nadir nazirus, and then afterwards he starts learning dafyomi, and he learns all about nadir nazirus, and he says to himself, you know, it's interesting, I knew that I became a nazir, but I did not know that a nazir was usher in wine. Right, so meaning I accepted upon myself this nadir nazirus, but I just did not know about this little detail. So what's the halacha? Hareza asr. Such a person, again, is bound by his nadir nazirus and is asr in wine. V'Rabbi Shimon matir. But Rabbi Shimon ultimately says that such a person is mutter. Now, Bosse, take a look at Rashi for just a moment here. So Rashi is right across from where the Mishnah begins. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Dehoel shelo kibel alav elachasi hanazirus, shelo hayu yodea shanazir asa beyayin, hari zem mutter bekulun, Rabbi Shimon tamei do amar eno asya achiyazim ikulun. So mostly remember again, we had Shitas Rabbi Shimon earlier. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that a person only becomes a nazir when they prohibit themselves from all things relating to nazirus. And therefore, in this case over here, Rabbi Shimon will say that such a person is not a nazir. Why? Because at the end of the day, I knew that there was nazirus, but I didn't know that a nazir was usher with wine. Therefore, lemaisa again. So Tanakama says, there's another seat over here. Therefore again, according to Tanakama, a person is a Nazir. According to Rabbi Shimon, a person is not. Now, both I understand this machlokis, Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, is a fundamental machlokis. We actually had it explicitly articulated in an earlier Mishnah, which is that what happens if a person only accepts partial nazirus, right? Let's say, this is phrased in the negative, let's say the positive. Remember, we had this before. I'm a Nazir from drinking wine. So again, a situation like that, Rabbi Shimon will say you're not a Nazir until you say I'm a Nazir from drinking wine, from being Metami Lemesim, from eating all the different things. Tanakama holds, Rabbanan holds, no. Once you go ahead and you accept part of a Nazirus, then what? You accept the whole. So too in this case over here, guy becomes a Nazir. Then he says to us afterwards, you know, I didn't know that a Nazir was usher with wine, which is another way of saying that I accepted a Nazirus, I thought I can't be Metami Lemesim. I didn't know anything about wine. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, if you didn't know about wine, that's not a full acceptance. Therefore, the Maisi not a Nazir. Tanakama says, doesn't work that way. Once you accept part, you accept the whole, even the things you don't know about. Next, Yodea Ani Shan Nazir Asr B'Yayin. I knew that a Nazir wasn't allowed to drink wine. Aval savar hayisi shechachamim matirin li, mipnei she'ein ani yachal lachyos ela biyayin. Jose, listen to this. This is a fascinating case. So a guy says, I knew that a Nazir is usher with wine, but I was pretty sure that after I became a Nazir, I would go to my rabbi, and he would release me from that part of Nazirus because I pashut can't live without wine, right? So again, Abbas, I said, in this case over here, you have a guy saying, I know exactly what I was getting into, but I did it under the assumption that I would be released from this part of my neder by a chacham. But take a look at Rashi again for one more moment. When I took my neder neziros, shehu chachamim matirimli mepnei she'eni yachol lachios below yayin. Right? Again, I thought for sure they were going to release me. Or mepnei she'ani kover asamesim. Or I will say this one is a little bit more legitimate. Let's say a person says, you know, I happen to be, for a living, I'm a grave digger, right? I'm a grave digger. So obviously, you can imagine this neder naziris poses a bit of an issue for me. So I thought what I would do is I would become a nazir, and then I would ask for my local rabbi to go ahead and release me from this particular part of naziris. Now, so what's the halacha, Rabosai? So harei ze mutar. So the chachamim say that such a neder naziris ultimately, again, is not a neder naziris. And therefore, again, the person is totally mutter. For Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Shimon says, no, the neder neziros is still binding. Now, I just show you, just look in that same Rashi that we started before. If you look just a few lines in, so Rashi says, Now, what we're going to see strange in this Gemara is this Gemara seems to be a contradiction between the Shitos. Because what's happening over here is it turns out the guy never really fully accepted a Nazirus. Because what happened? He accepted a Nazirus, but he accepted it really with the intention that what? That he was going to be released from some part of it. So it was a partial acceptance of Nazirus. In this case, you have the Chachamim saying what? That it's not a Nazirus. And Rabbi Shimon saying it is a Nazirus, which contradicts the previous case. So again, remember, in this Mishnah, we have essentially four different cases. Case number one was that I'm going to be a Nazir on the condition that I could drink wine and become Tamei L'Meisim. So in that case, everyone agrees that what? Your condition is invalid and you are a bona fide Nazir, Asr, and everything. Case number two, I became a Nazir, I know about Nazirus, but I did not know that a Nazir is Asr in wine. So a partial acceptance of Nazirus, Rabbi Shimon says, you're not a Nazir. Chachamim say, you are a Nazir. Next case was, I know that a Nazir is Asr in wine, but I was so, it's three cases, not four, but I was so sure that the Chachamim were going to release me from that part of the Neder because I can't live without wine, or because I'm a grave digger, and therefore they would release me from the restriction of Tumas Mesim. So in that case, what's the halacha? Chachamim say, no neder naziris. Rabbi Shimon says, there is a neder naziris. Says the Gemara, v'liflog nami Rabbi Shimon bereisha. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon disagree in the first case? As well, so I remember, case number one is where a guy says, I am a nazir on the condition that I will drink wine and become defiled to the dead. And yet, so it says, everyone agrees that he's a bona fide nazir in that case. But why doesn't Rabbi Shimon disagree in that case? Because Rabbi Shimon is always of the opinion that partial acceptance of a neder naziros does not create neder naziros. If that's the case, this is also a partial acceptance. So why, you remember, Rabbi Shimon argues in cases 2 and 3, but he doesn't argue in case number 1. Why doesn't he argue in case number 1? Arbe Rabbi Shimon Levi, chaluk hayar Rabbi Shimon ha'pereisha. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says, you're right. The truth is, even though it's not recorded in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, in fact, did disagree even in the first case of the Mishnah. And that even when a person says, I'm a Nazir on the condition that I could drink wine, on the condition that I could come in contact with the dead, so the Rabbanon say, sorry, that partial acceptance is invalid. You're a full-fledged Nazir. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're not. Ravina says, no. Ravina Amar Bereisha Lo Palig Alav Rav Shimon. No, Ravina says, listen to this. Even in the first case of the Mishnah, even Rav Shimon agrees. My taima, Mishum Dehavi Le Masna Amasha Kasu Batorah. Because Rav Shimon says, The halacha is because he was literally made a condition or a stipulation that runs contrary to Torah law. And I also have a very important principle. And I also have whenever you go ahead and you make a condition that runs contrary to Torah law, your Tanai is batal. Rabbi say, very important idea. You cannot make a stipulation that runs contrary to already established biblical obligations. Therefore, again, Ravina will say in this first case where he says, I am becoming a Nazir on the condition, I'm making a Tanai, that I can drink wine, that I come in contact with the dead, that's a Tanai that contradicts and contravenes Torah law. Therefore, the Tanai is batal. If the Tanai is batal, then what? Then what? Then you're a bona fide Nazir. And even Rabbi Shimon will agree with that. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Lacha, Rabbi Shimon Levi will say to you, Hai Amenas, Kichutz Dami. So Rabbi said, Rabbi Shimon Levi, who said that Rabbi Shimon argues, even in the first case, the Mishnah will say, that Amenas, whenever you use that condition, ultimately again, means what? Amenas means chutz. You're excluding something, which again, is a partial acceptance, which would mean Rabbi Shimon would disagree in that case. Tanya Kavasi Dravina. So once we have a brisa that supports Ravina. Remember, so now we have Machlokis, Ravina, and Rabbi Shimon Levi as to how to understand the first case in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Shimon Levi, bless you, Rabbi Shimon is arguing with the Tanakhama in the first case of the Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon would still agree, or I should say Rabbi Shimon would disagree and say that even in the first case, you are not a Nazir because it's only a partial acceptance. Ravina, on the other hand, disagrees and says, no, everyone agrees in the first case that you are a Nazir. Why? Because even according to Rabbi Shimon, he would have to agree that you're making a Tanai that runs contrary to Torah law. And if you make a Tanai that runs contrary to Torah law, what's the status of the Tanai? Tanai is batal. And once I understand, in case number one, if the Tanai is batal, what are you left with? Right? A declarative statement that says, Harini Nazir. In which case, again, everyone will agree that you'll be a Nazir in that case. So it says, we have Brisa that supports Ravina. So Ravina says the following, Ha'amar, Amar Harini Nazir, Amanas Shehei Shose. Yeah, you know what Tamil Mason. If a person says, I am a Nazir on the condition that I will drink wine and become defiled to the dead, Hare Ze Nazir Va'asar Bakulan. Such a person is a Nazir and is ushering all of these things. Why? Because he's making a condition that runs contrary to Torah law. And ultimately, again, anyone who makes a Tanai that runs contrary to Torah law, the Tanai is batal. So we'll say it appears, based on this brisa, that the version of the Mishnah that seems to be most correct is the version of Ravina. And therefore, in case number one, both Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan are agreeing that Lamais, again, when a guy says, Hareini Nazir Amenas, on the condition that I should be able to drink wine or to become Tamil Mesim, everyone will agree that Lamais, again, the person is a full-fledged Nazir. Why? Because since the Tanai contradicts Torah law, the Tanai falls away, and all I am left is with the declarative statement of Harini Nazir. Vector. Yodea Nisha Nazir Asra B'yayin. So also remember, again, this was the next case. Person says, I knew, this is actually the third case, excuse me. I knew that a Nazir was Asra. So also remember, case number three, a person is fully apprised of all of the halachos of Nazirus. I know, I got it. I got it down pat. But I made the assumption that what? That my rabbi was going to permit me to drink wine. Why? Love wine. Can't live without wine. Or again, I'm a grave digger and therefore need to be able to come in contact with the dead. So remember, in that case, I will say, what was the halacha? The Chachamim say, Harei ze mutter. Chachamim say, okay, you're not a Nazir. And Rabbi Shimon says, you are a Nazir. To which the Gemara says, I don't understand. V'ha'amrit reisha asa Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi say, you understand, case number three contradicts or seems to contradict case number two. Because case number two in the Mishnah is what? A person says, I know that there's Nazirus, but I didn't know that a Nazir was asr in wine. So again, I just didn't know. So in that case, the Chachamim say what? Chachamim say, sorry, but you're still a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, you're not a Nazir. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, any time that you don't have a full acceptance of Nazirus, you're not a Nazir. Chachamim say, as long as you accept part, once you bought part, you bought the whole thing. Then I will say, now you come to case number three. And in case number three, what's happening? Guy says, okay, I know about Nazirus, but I also was so I took this on because I was sure that I'd be able to get released from some part of the Nazirus. And I'm going to say, what that sounds like is what? a partial acceptance. And yet, in this case, what happens? Rabbi Shimon says, partial acceptance, you're still a Nazir. Chacham says, you're not a Nazir. So what's going on over here? We have a inherent contradiction. V'ha'amrit Reisha, he said in the previous, Reisha will say in this case, right, it doesn't mean case number one, it means the previous case, which is case number two. But you said in the previous case, Asr, that the Chacham say, Asr, meaning that he's a Nazir. But Rabbi Shimon is Matir. To which the Gemara says, Eimanami hareiz asr b'shimon matir. So we'll say, first answer the Gemara gives is, you're right, just flip the shitos, what we normally call muchlefes hashita. Just flip the shitos, and the third case should actually read that what? That Rabbi Shimon says that he's mutter, and the chachams, bless you, and chachams say that he's asr. So again, you're going and you're just flipping the shitos. Vibay sema, other possibility is, the olam lo sefuch. No, don't flip the shitos. I say, how do you reconcile? Because we'll listen to this, is amazing. Hasam in the Reisha, in the previous case, kigom de nazar mechada l'rabbanon, de amri afilu lo nazar ela me'anchos mehen, havi nazir. So Rebbe saying, in the previous case where the guy said, remember case number two, where the guy says, I'm a nazir, I became a nazir, but what? I didn't know that a nazir was asur in wine. Okay, so Rebbe say, what is that the equivalent to? That's the equivalent to saying, I am a nazir, and I'm not going to become Tamei l'Mesim. Right, so Rebbe says, so again, what's the halacha in a case like that? According to the Rabbanon, once you bought part of it, right, you bought the whole thing. So that's no different than this case. When the guy says, oh, I'm a Nazir, I didn't know that a Nazir was Asr in wine. Okay, you didn't know that a Nazir was Asr in wine, but you did know what? You did know that there was an Isra of Tumas Mason, for example. So according to the Rabbanon, once you demonstrate that you accepted part of Nazirus, then what? The halacha is quite simple, which is you've accepted the whole. Therefore, again, Kegon, the Nazir, therefore, according to the Rabbanon, case number two, where he says, I didn't know about wine. The difference from that is fine, you didn't know about wine, but you did know about Tumas Mesim. There, and Rabbi Shimon, Ad Amar Shiyazim Mikulam, Mutter. So we'll say case number two works perfectly so far, right? Because again, in case number two, the guy's waking up and he's saying, I now became a Nazir, but I did not know that a Nazir was Asr in wine. Fine. Rabbi Shimon will say, well, if you didn't know a Nazir was Asr was wine, Nazir Nazirus only works if there's a full acceptance. Therefore, you're not a Nazir. The Rabbanon will say, Nazirus works even if you only accept part of it. And in this case, even if you didn't know about wine, you still knew about some other part of Nazirus. Therefore, you're a bona fide Nazir. Seifa, what about case number three in the Mishnah? Listen to this. The Nader Mikulhu, the Itshal Mechada. So we'll say, case number three, what's happening over here is, you are fully accepting all parts of the Nazirus. But instead, what's happening? You're looking to go ahead and you're coming to the Chacham and Nischarit. You're looking to go, you have Charata that you accepted one part of it and you're looking to get out of it. So listen to this. So according to the Rabbanon who say, all you need to affect Nedir Nazirus is what? Is to go ahead and accept one part of Nazirus. And if you accept one part, you accept the whole. Listen to this. Ki mitshol mechad minayu ishtari. Therefore, technically speaking, if you go ahead and you get one part, if you get released from one part of the Nedir Nazirus, then you know what happens? You know what happens? You get released from the whole thing as well. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon da Amar ad Shiyazir Mikulam, but according to Rabbi Shimon who says that the only way to become a Nazir is Harabosai, to accept the entire Nedir Nazirus, therefore what? Ki mitshol nami me'ahu, ad mitshol mikulhu. Therefore, again, when you're getting released from parts in the zeros, the only time you're released is when you get released from everything. Mishum hachi katoni v'Rabbi Shimon oser. That's what Rabbi Shimon answers in the last case. So Rabbi says, here's an incredible chap. So what the Gemara is saying is, it's not a contradiction. It actually works out beautifully. Because case number three is just simply a different application of the shitos established in case number two. What you established in case number two in the Mishnah is that according to the Rabbanon, in order to accept an Ed Nazirus, all you have to do is what? Accept one part. Once you buy a part, you get the whole. According to Rabbi Shimon, the only way to get the whole is how? To accept the whole. Fine, now let's take that to case number three. So a case number three where the guy is petitioning the sage to be released from one part of the Nazirus, Rabbi Shimon will say, well, the same way you could only get in if you accept the whole, you could only get out how? If you get released from the whole, according to the Rabbanon, on the other hand, the same way that you can go ahead and accept the whole with part, you can also get out of it also by being released by part. Now, Rabbi, take a look at the Rush for just a moment. So the Rush says, the first Rush on the Daf, right-hand column. Rabbi said, I want to be clear on something. This entire discussion presupposes that you could be released from a ned their nezirus. And I remember Sunday's daf, we spoke about this on Sunday. We saw the shita on Sunday that said that what? That nezirus is comparable to what? Hekdish, excellent. And the same way that after your makdish something, the same way that after a hekdish, you can't go ahead and dial that back. You can't get released. So too, again, nezirus also you can't get released from. So you see already that we're heading towards a major machlokes about the nature of she'ila or hatara by nezirus. So you just have to sit tight for that. Right now, the Gemara is assuming that there could be some type of process like that. Take a look at the Rush. Says the Rush, Seifa, the nazir mikulu, ve'itcho mechada, kibel alav nezirus bistam. Remember, the last case of the Mishnah deals with the following. You accepted a regular nedir nezirus, va'acharkach balif nechacham v'nischaret al israyayin o al tumas mesim. And then you come before the chacham, and you're mischaret, you have charatam, remorse, that you took, that you assured yourself in wine, or that you can't come in contact with the dead. Va'amar, kasavar hayisi shechachamim matirinli, she'efsherli lachios b'li yayin o b'li l'tayim l'mesim. L'rabbanan b'sof nezirus. So then the Rush goes on to explain that. So therefore the Gemara is suggesting over here that l'maisa case number 3 is just another application again of the shitos expressed in case number 2. V'bay seima, the other possibility is Benidre Onsin Kamithka. Bosa is also very interesting. The other possibility is that maybe they are disagreeing in the halachos considering Nidre Onsin. Now we'll define what that means in just a moment. It would plugta the Shmuel v'Ravasi. And really the machlokis, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon is the machlokis between Shmuel and Ravasi. What was the machlokis? Disnan. Arba'an Nidarim Matiru Chachamim. There are 4 different types of Nidarim, Bosa, that the Chachamim were Matir. 4 different types of Nidarim that the Chachamim said can be our mutter. I will say now, mutter makes it sound like, again, they're just automatically void. What are they? Nidre Zeruzin, Nidre Havai, Nidre Shkagos, Nidre Onsin. So I will say, if you take a quick look at the Rush, so the Rush just quickly summarizes each of these categories. Nidre Shkagos, Kegon Konem, first Nidre Zeruzim, Mefari Shachi, Haya Mocher Chafez, Vomer Konim Shani Poches Lacha, Minasel. We'll say, remember again, so just tell you, I'll say, Nidre Zeruzim means I go over to Ruvain. Ruvain says, and Ruvain's selling watches. And I say, Ruvain, I want to buy that watch. And he says, I'll give you $10. Ruvain says, Konam, I'm not selling it for you less than 20. So we'll say, that's called Nidre Zeruzim. He doesn't really mean to make a neder. What is he doing? He's posturing for the sale. So therefore, again, such a neder like that is not a binding neder. That's called Nidre Zeruzim. Nidre Shkagos, the Rush says, Kigon Konam Imachalti Vishasisi. We'll say, if I make a neder and I say, this item should be prohibited to me if I ate and drank yesterday. Now, when I made that neder, I assumed that I did not eat and drink yesterday. That's how I made the neder. And then I realized that what? I did eat and drink yesterday. That's called Nidre Shkagos. It's a neder undertaken with mistaken knowledge or a lapse in knowledge. Such a neder is not binding. Nidre Havai, if you look at the Rush again, he says, Konim im lo ra'isi v'derach hazeh kolim mitzrayim. This item should be prohibited to me if I have not seen like the number of people who left Egypt in this parking lot. So what's that? So obviously that's a ridiculous statement, right? So again, that's called Nidre Havai. Statements that are just meaningless statements. And Nidre Onsin, if you look at the Rush again, Hediru chavero shiyocha etzlo v'chalahu o shechala b'na o sheikvu nar. Shkeven shakvu ones lo havi neder daitach ilan adar. Let's listen to this. I really want Reuven to come over to my house for Shabbos. I say to Reuven, if you don't come for Shabbos lunch, all of my property is usher to you. And what happens? There's a torrential rainstorm. Or Reuven's kid gets sick, so he can't come. So he doesn't come because he doesn't want to come. He doesn't come because there are extenuating circumstances. That's called Nidre Onsin. So look what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara says of Amrav Yehuda Ramasi, Arba Nidarim Halalu, Tzrichin Sheila Lechachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda said in Ramasi that these 4 Nidarim require she'ila, require ultimately, again, require annulment by a sage. So listen to this. So if you take a look again at the Rush, Dalad Nidarim Halalu Tzrichin Sheila Lechachamim, V'lo bepesach harata, d'chol neder nami nitrai d'charata, ala afakav d'lo nidarim ninu tzarech leilich. So listen to this. So we'll say, what the Gemara is suggesting is the following. That the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is the following. A person goes ahead and makes an edge in his Zirus and then says, oh my gosh, I thought that I'd be able to have the part about drinking wine annulled, and I needed to be annulled. Why? because I can't live without wine. So the Gemara is suggesting that that's like Nidrei Onsin, right? That's like a neder with unexpected extenuating circumstances. So now the Shaila is, what do you do with that type of neder? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Nei Ravasi, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nei Ravasi, that's what? Even though it sounds like those four nedarim are ultimately hetiru chacham, which sounds like they're mutter, they're just void, Rabbi Yehuda says you still have to go through the process of going to a chacham for she'ela. Ki amrisa kameh de Shmuel, when he said this word before Shmuel, amrli tana katani hetiru chachamim, va'at amrit tzrichin she'ela. So Shmuel said, I don't know, Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? If the Braisa says that these four types of nedarim are mutter, mutter means what, Rabbi Osai? That they just simply fall away without any type of revocation process. And you're still saying you have to go to a chacham. So to which the Gemara answers, Rabbanon Savri Kishmuel, V'Rabbi Shimon Kiravasi. So we'll say the Gemara is suggesting the following, that maybe the machlokas is like this, that really what they're arguing about is the following. They will agree that in this case, where a person undertook a neder nezirus and said, I'm a nazir, but I thought that I would be able to get this part about drinking wine annulled by the sage because I can't live without wine. That's called Nidrei Onsin. Shabbos says, so what is the status of Nidrei Onsin? The Chachamim hold, like Shmuel, which means what, Shabbos says, Nidrei Onsin simply are bottled by themselves. So such a neder simply is ineffective, it's bottled by itself. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon holds like Ravasi, who holds that the neder could be voided. But what? Yes. It requires you to go to a chacham. So that when Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says aser, he doesn't mean oser, that literally the neder is binding. What he just means is what? The neder doesn't fall away by itself. It requires you ultimately to go to a chacham for she'ela. So Moshe says, just halacha lemaisa, how do we pass it in this case over here? So the Rambam, again, this is an action-packed day today. So the Rambam says, this is in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. Ha'omer Harini Nazir Amenas She'eye Shos Yain. Right, a person says, "I'm going to be a nazir on the condition that I could drink wine." Omi Tami LeMesim, or I'm going to become Tami LeMesim. Omi Galeach Saro Harize Nazir VaAser BeKulon. Mipnei Shista Mashakase Batar VeChamasa Mashakase Batar Tanabat. So we'll say, case number one is if you become a nazir on the condition that you could do something that is in violation of Naziris, how do we paskin? We paskin again. That's Masna Mashakase Batar, making a tanai that runs contrary to Torah. Your tanai is batal. If the tanai is batal, all you're left with is Harini Nazir, and you are a bona fide Nazir. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. Nadar ben Nazir va'amr lo ha'isi yodeh she Nazir asa v'yayin o betuma o betaglachas v'i lo ha'isi yodeh ha'kein lo ha'isi noder harei zin Nazir v'chayev bekulan shahari hu haya yodeh she'asr atzmo ba'echem mishloshim minin o kvar be'anur sha'fi lo Nazir elo me'echem me'kulan asr. We'll say the other piece is that we paskin, that halacha l'maisa, partial knowledge in Nazirus, once you buy part of the Nazirus, you bought the whole Nazirus. So that's how we pass it, not like Reb Shimon, but like the Rabbanon. And therefore, again, I both say in this context over here, if you say that Lamaisa, you accepted part of it, but you didn't know the rest of it, you are a full-fledged Nazirus. What about case number three? Amr Eodea Ani Sha Nazir Asr Bechol Elu Ava Haya Bedaiti Shemutrali Ani Lishdal Sayam Lishani Ani Yachalachlos Vioyain. Fine. So we'll say, what about case number three? So about case number three, we'll say a person says, I know what I accepted, but I was positive that I could get the part about wine. I could get released from that part, or I can get released from the part about coming in contact with the dead because either I can't live without wine or I'm a grave digger for my job. What's the halacha, Rabosai? The halacha is Eno Nazir. We paskin like the Rabbanon in this case in the Mishnah. Such a declaration is not binding. Why? Mipnei she'elu bichlal nidre shkagos. So it's interesting. So this is machlokes Rambam and the Ravid, which we're not going to get into now. So the Gemara says that it's bichlal nidre onsin. It's extenuating circumstances. The Rambam writes that it's bichlal nidre shkagos. It's a mistake in that. For our purpose today, it doesn't really matter. She'inon tzrichin she'el l'chachach ho'shebe'er. We'll say in the halacha is that what? That when you have one of these four vows that we mentioned, again, nidre shkagos, nidre the four vows, Zeruzin, Shkagos, Havai, and Onsin. When you make any of these mistaken vows, what's the halacha? The vow is automatically voiced. Therefore, in case number three, we paskin like the Rabbanon, and if you went ahead and you accepted a neder nezirus with the explicit understanding that you thought that you would be able to be released from one part of the nezirus, that is a nidre shkagas according to the Rabbam, nidre onsin according to the Gemara, and therefore again, such a vow is void and a person is not a nazir. Let's just begin the next mission. We're running very late today. I'm sorry. Says the Mishnah, Harini Nazir va'alai legaleach nazir. Listen to this. I hereby accept upon myself a nedir nazirus, and I accept upon myself, I will say, legaleach nazir doesn't literally mean to shave a nazir. What it means is I accept upon myself to bring the karbonos for another nazir. So again, I agree to accept upon myself to become a nazir, and I also agree to provide the karbonos for another nazir on the day that he goes through his remember, on his giluach, his cutting his hair, his shaving his head process. Well, say, listen to this. V'shama chaveir v'amar v'ani v'alai legaleach nazir. And so let's say Reuven says this, and Shimon hears this, and says, you know, that's a great idea. And he says, v'ani, and me too, v'ani, I'm also in v'alai legaleach nazir. And I also, so again, ani seems to mean, I also accept upon myself in adin azirus, and I also agree to provide the karbanos for Nazir on the day of his purification process. So what's the halacha? Im ha'yupikchim megalchim ze'ezeh, ve'im lav megalchim nazir mechem. So we'll say, if they're smart, if they're wise, then what do? They realize they could just go ahead and literally swap karbanos, right? You'll go ahead and give me my karbanos for my day of purification. I'll give you your karbanos for your day of purification. Shalai. So we'll say, let's just start the Gemara. Ibai lehu, shama chavira va'amar va'ani. Mahu. Both says, listen to this. Remember, the case of the Mishnah was where a person is literally saying, so Reuven says, I'm going to become Hareini Nazir, Va'alai Legaleach as Chaveri, Va'alai Legaleach Nazir. So I'm a Nazir, and I've taken it upon myself to go ahead and provide the Karbanos for another Nazir. And then Shimon hears this, and he says what? He says, Va'ani, right? Va'ani, me too. So the Gemara asks, what does me too mean? Mahu. Va'ani akule dibore mashma? O dima apagi dibore mashma? Rebo say, does ani mean I'm in for everything that he just said? Because remember, Rebo say, Reuven said two things. What are the two things he said? Number one, I'm a nazir. Number two, that I agree to provide the karbanos for another nazir on the day of his purification process. So, or karbanos process, his haircutting process. So what is, when Shimon says, I'm in, va'ani, what does that mean? Does va'ani mean I'm in for everything that Reuven said? Oh, Dilma, apalgi di dibur mashma. Or maybe ani only corresponds to part of the declaration that Reuven made. And im tim salma apalgi di dibur mashma. And if you want to say that it only refers to one part of his statement, aresha o aseifa, does it refer to the first part of his statement to become a nazir? Or does it only refer to the second part of the statement, which was what? To bring the karbanos for another nazir. So we'll stop over here. I'm going to leave you mid question. Well, Amir Tesh should pick up with this tomorrow.
I received extra copies of the Daf Yomi calendar, the checkoff calendar for this coming year, so if anyone would like some, I have about 25 or 30 of them here.